Hello, people of Earth. I hope that wherever and whenever this finds you, that it finds you well. My name is Emer. I am your host, and this is Ever Evolving, the podcast. I'm not keeping up with the episodes anymore. This may not even come bi-weekly. It is just going to happen when it happens, I've decided. And I'm happy with my choice. I am blessed with a neurospicy brain, and I also have a female hormone cycle. I know when I have energy to do things, and I know when I don't, or at least I'm learning to be organized in that way and follow my cycle rather than go against it and try to be productive in a masculine hormonal way, which is 24-hour show up every day the exact same. I don't do that. As I am learning to become more organized in my life in general, I have to make changes, and that is okay. So because strict structure is not my strong suit, and it never has been, I am learning how to live in a way that suits me, my brain, my body in this patriarchal society. Yeah. So we can talk about that another day. That has nothing to do with what I want to talk about, but I am just doing one of my rambly kind of intros to let you know what the fuck is up, Kyle. So today I want to talk about why affirmations work. Something that will actually change your life is positive affirmations and positive action. Positive affirmations alone aren't gonna do much, but combined with positive action, your life will change. So, here we go. So over the last few years, I'm sure you've heard loads about positive affirmations, and you may have even tried to incorporate them into your own life, and maybe you still do, but maybe you gave up because you didn't see an instant difference. And honey, I have been there. I kind of was, you know, dabbling with affirmations, being like, oh yeah, this sounds great, I'm gonna say this to myself a few times, and then nothing happened, and I was like, what? I guess I expected it to be like a magic spell that just made things better. I'd be like, I am confident. And then, you know, when I was still insecure, I was like, what the hell is going on? But we live in a world of instant gratification, so we have to train ourselves to stick with something in the long run. Maybe you are already good at that, so this will come easy for you. But I don't think I am. It's something that I'm learning to do. It's definitely something I'm getting better at. I'm very aware of how easily I give things up. Like, it's been pointed out to me so many times, not even by other people, just by the universe. And I've been like, oh God, I really do. I really do give up, but not anymore. Anyway, I didn't know what affirmations were doing either. I was kind of like, yeah, okay, I'll say this to myself. That's great. But what if I don't believe it? Because usually, if you're trying to affirm something to yourself, it's because you might actually feel the opposite way, or you might actually be the opposite way. So to keep saying something to yourself that you don't believe, it's easy to give up. I know I mentioned affirmations in a previous episode, which are very helpful, because if you don't believe what you're saying, you can say what if. So if the affirmation is, I am comfortable in my own body. If you're not, it's going to be really difficult to keep repeating that to yourself, because if you don't believe it and you're actively feeling the a different way, the opposite way, and you're having thoughts that, you know, really push for the opposite team, it's going to be difficult. So then you just go, what if I am comfortable in my own body? And it's a bit easier to swallow. It's less demanding of you. It's less in your face. It's a less in your face lie for how you feel in that moment. Before I say anything else, affirmations are not going to work by themselves. Sorry, sweetie. Affirmations are just the mental side of it. Everything you do when it comes to even trying to manifest something into your physical life, into your physical plane of existence, there is the word side of it, and then there's the action side of it. So positive affirmations have to be accompanied by positive action. So just putting that out there. On the affirmation side, what is it actually doing? Affirmations are working on more than just your conscious mind. They're working on your subconscious mind. The way we self-sabotage in real life is due to our subconscious beliefs about ourselves, about our situation, about the world, coming through in our behaviors. If I did not say that clearly, I'm going to explain more. We have a conscious and subconscious mind. It's divided in a way that the subconscious mind is about 95-97% of your actual mind. And then that 3-5% is your conscious mind. You are behaving in certain ways that your subconscious is controlling every single day, and you don't even realize because it is underconscious. Awareness, I guess. It's under your awareness. It's not outwardly saying like, I don't believe that I deserve love, so I'm going to sabotage this relationship. Like, that's not what happens. You get into a happy relationship and you're like all lovey-dovey and stuff, and then you do something stupid to self-sabotage because your core belief, your subconscious belief, is that you do not deserve love. Sorry to always go negatively, but a lot of your subconscious beliefs are negative, unfortunately. And that is why people sometimes do not achieve what they want to achieve in life, because they have these codes in their subconscious that are always trying to be seeked out into in the conscious world. Your subconscious is trying to seek out what it knows. I guess it's like I've heard it described as a computer before. I know absolutely nothing about computers. However, maybe it's like computer software, and the codes that are in it are being read by your subconscious. And your subconscious reads the code that says you have a certain belief about yourself, and then it will frame everything you see in the world through a lens of that belief. It is your perspective. Your perspective is kind of framed by every single belief that you have about yourself and the world and other people. And that all comes from your subconscious, because your subconscious stores everything. All of the memories that you have, even the memories that you've completely forgotten about, are in your subconscious somewhere. They're just stored there. Not much going on except, you know, framing your entire perspective on the world. But they're not actively being brought up until something happens in the present moment that reminds you of that time you felt shame when you were 14. And then you remember the memory, because it's just there the whole time, just shaping the world around you. So it's very important to uncover these repressed memories that like control the way that you're behaving and the way that you view the world. So rather than shrinking away from that memory that brings you this awful feeling of shame, you can heal it. That's like the really beautiful thing about life and the subconscious, is that these things are brought up because the subconscious doesn't know past, present, future, because that's a very human concept. We made time linear, but really the only time that you have is now. The past is memories, the future is anticipation. now is the only real thing, so your subconscious only knows now. So dealing with those, I mean, it's difficult, but it's so worth it, because then you don't hold on to that feeling, that emotion, that shame, that guilt, that anger, that heartache. You can let it go once you acknowledge it and heal it in some way. The way that affirmations come into this is, if something comes brought up, brought to your attention from your subconscious that is pointing towards a, maybe something that you're insecure about, something that is holding you back. Maybe, okay, I'm going to talk about my personal experience because that is all I can relate to. So I have dealt with a core belief about myself. It really revolves around my voice, throat chakra area, and it's to do with my voice not being important enough to listen to, or what I have to say not being important enough to listen to, not being interesting, my voice being too quiet. All these things that revolve around my spoken word not being worthy of being heard. And that comes from beyond just my life. That comes from generations of being told that your language is not okay to speak. And that is something that I've carried through my genetics. But, I mean, you don't come out of the womb knowing this shit. You have to learn. So for a long time, I believed that, yeah, my voice is awful. I have nothing important to say. I should just shut the fuck up. I should never share anything. Like, that was the narrative that was going on in my brain. At the same time, because this is coming from my subconscious, I would see the world in a way that aligned with this. So if I felt like I had nothing important to say and somebody cut me off while I was speaking, that would hurt me so deeply, because it would affirm what I was so self-conscious about, and this horrible narrative and belief that I had about myself. The same way, if I felt like somebody wasn't listening to what I was saying, it would just hurt me so deeply inside, like just really, really hurt me. And I definitely was bitter for a while. I was like, you know, fuck that bitch, they're not listening to me. They're like so rude. All of this crack. And yeah, some people can be rude, but 9 times out of 10, you know, somebody just gets excited and they want to speak, and it's not because they think that you were boring. It's just conversation and they just wanted to speak. I have cut people off while they're speaking because I, you know, couldn't hold in what I needed to say. I have stopped listening unconsciously because I've gotten distracted or something. But, you know, when it happened to me, I took it so personally because this was the belief I had about myself. When in reality, it was not personal. It was just my lens on life. So what I have done with that, I never actually explained how they work. Okay, I promise I'm getting there. I think you've got it by now, but anyway, positive affirmation and positive action. This takes a while, but you really have to believe in yourself, believe in what you're saying. For me, I had to believe in myself and trust myself that what I had to say was of value and I did deserve to be heard. And I guess the way I got there was because I believe that everybody deserves to be heard, so why not me? And then you go on, like, I'm not on Twitter, but I used to be, and I know what it's like, and I believe that it's gotten worse since that man bought it. But there's people there that just talk and they believe that they deserve to be heard and they are saying such radical bullshit that eventually I was like, oh my God, of course what I have to say has value. And of course I should believe in myself because these people believe in themselves and they're saying some radical shit that is not great. So that's a way of convincing yourself. Why would you not believe in yourself? Why would you believe that nothing you say is important and stuff? It's just about challenging this belief, but you have to kind of acknowledge what it is. This is just one of my code things, but it was a huge one for me. And combating that through positive action was, you know, I don't know, making a podcast and not being afraid of speaking on a day-to-day basis, not stifling myself, not filtering what I want to say, how I want to say it, and also just affirming to myself that I speak clearly and eloquently. That's it, like I just do, and that is it. Any affirmation that confirms what you believe about yourself, what you know is true. So when your subconscious mind hears these words that you're speaking consciously, it will take note, but you're reprogramming years of wiring, I guess, like years, like since you were born, years, and maybe even before that. So that is a lot of rewiring to be doing. This is not a quick fix. That is where repetition comes in, saying these affirmations, and you can be really, really specific, so that your subconscious is hearing it and taking it on board and you talk about it all the time. Be very specific. The power of your words is incredible. And it goes so unnoticed by so many people. I mean, when I found this out, man, changed my life. Because everything you say is picked up on. If you're going around at work all day saying, like, I'm going to blank myself, your subconscious mind does not know that you're being satirical or that you're not being serious. All it hears is that sentence and it takes that and then it's just in your subconscious. Your words need to be chosen so carefully. And I'm generally very aware of this, but obviously I'm not freaking perfect, so I do need to remind myself sometimes. I do say things sometimes because, you know, I'm insecure or something. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. I rarely do now, but even something like that, like you're just affirming to your subconscious that you're stupid, which you do not want to do. You want to say, I'm so smart. I am so intelligent. And that's it. You don't need to berate yourself because your subconscious is keeping the receipts. She is not forgetting a thing, okay? So be careful with your... Another thing about the subconscious, and when you're doing these affirmations, the subconscious does not recognize negative. It doesn't process negatives. So if you're saying, I am not stupid, you're gonna have to change that to something else because all your subconscious is hearing is that you're stupid. And so this just means you must reframe your sentences in a positive manner. So you say, I am smart, I am intelligent, I am not sure, but I've definitely heard that it does not recognize the other either. So if you're saying, She is so stupid. I don't know why. Stupid is like the meanest thing I can think of right now. I stand to be corrected on this, but I heard it somewhere. So I latched on naturally. But it made sense when I heard it. So if you're saying she's stupid, you're just calling yourself stupid. I really, really would love to find out if this is actually true, because I remember hearing it and I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. But I could be wrong. But it definitely does not recognize negatives, doesn't understand, doesn't process negative sentences. Along with your affirmations, something that is hugely beneficial, like I already spoke about, positive action. So as well as that, the subconscious reacts very strongly to visuals. This is why visualization is really, really powerful for manifestation, but for creating a belief for yourself that is more in line for, you know, moving away from that code in your brain that isn't serving you and that doesn't make you feel good. Because as I said, the subconscious is just trying to, it's just producing what it's reading. It's just reading the codes and finding that in the world for you because it believes that to be true. When you want something else to be true, when you pick up on a code that isn't serving you and you want to turn it around and change it to something else, make a new code, visualization is really, really powerful. So when I was younger, boy, did my imagination run wild with negative scenarios that I believe were going to happen. I spent a lot of my time in an anxious state. When I was a teenager, I was very anxious and I would visualize bad things happening to me. It actually sounds very, very sick. I was very sick. I was mentally unwell. But it is crazy to me that a lot of what I imagined happening to me actually happened. And that would be how I spent my time, like before I went to sleep, visualizing bad things happening to me. And of course, bad things happened to me because I was attracting it with my thoughts. So in a positive manner, visualizing yourself in a situation that you would like to achieve, but there is some subconscious belief about yourself that you are, that is kind of stopping you, that is causing you to self-sabotage. That's where visualization of you doing something that you right now couldn't even imagine yourself doing, the feeling, the what you would see when you were in that situation, visualizing that and the feelings that accompany it. Really, really powerful. And you can even stick the affirmations in there as well. Before or after visualizing your dream or your ideal behavior, it's extremely powerful. It will have a very profound effect on your subconscious, which is where, it's where our automatic behaviors come from, and it's our automatic pilot. So retraining that is not easy, but it is possible. So repetition, doing this a few times a day, it's just a commitment that you need to make to yourself if you're serious about it. And if you're serious about it and you make the commitment, you will see changes. It doesn't have to be boring. It can be fun. You can do it twice a day, three times a day, two times a week, you know, whatever suits you. There is no one method to this. Another thing that is really powerful is music. because music, it reaches a part of the brain that words don't, and writing doesn't, and the spoken word doesn't, even visualization. Music is different. I have made affirmations into jingles, kind of, they're now permanently in my brain, and like I'll just start singing them one day and they're just there in the background, because you know the way a song gets stuck in your head? It's that concept that makes it so powerful. Because if a song is stuck in your head and it has positive affirmations in it, you are winning so hard. It's the same way that you remember Kesha's song, "We're Gonna Die Young," or something like that. I don't even like saying that. Ooh, gives me the creeps. But there is a conspiracy theory. Now, I do not vouch for conspiracy theories. They're interesting. I definitely looked into it. But songs with lyrics that are harmful in it also get stuck in your brain. And this is where subliminal messaging can come in and stuff like that. That song, there was a huge conspiracy around it because how powerful words are and because the words that were used in that song. And it was really catchy. So yeah, I highly recommend making little jingles with affirmations in them, because they get stuck in your brain, and it's a good thing to have stuck in your brain. So I think I went a little bit off topic, but also on topic. There was a lot spoken about just now. The main thing was to kind of explain why affirmations work, what you're working on, because that made it easier for me to remember why I was doing it and to keep pushing through the monotony of repeating things that I didn't believe to myself. But you'll notice as well that when you start saying something to yourself that you don't really believe, or even when you start challenging these long time codes that have been living in your brain and your subconscious for years, when you start challenging them, you will get opportunities to override them in your life. The universe will give you opportunities to override these codes and say, hey, you actually believe that you fill in the blank? Well, then here is this situation where you can either choose what you always choose and go on autopilot, because subconscious also will stick to what it knows. It is not going to veer outside of that. But if you're consciously making a different decision, so you can either play small and go with the code and do what you always do, or you can acknowledge that you're in a situation now where you have the choice to believe what you always have believed, what your subconscious believes, or you can go and act on what you want to believe, what you actually believe consciously, what you're trying to imprint into your subconscious. You will get those opportunities. So be aware and choose wisely. I knew that there was a reason that this would not upload yesterday. And it's because I remembered that I wanted to add something to this. I wanted to add an affirmation from this deck of positive affirmation cards that my sister got me, which I love and I use all the time. So I am going to ask the universe what the collective that is listening to this need to affirm to themselves. This is lovely. So two cards came out and they're really lovely. The first one is, it says, success is different for everyone, and I work to my own rhythm. That is nice. That's a nice thing to say to yourself. So you should do that. And the other one says, I am able to move forward
Whatever challenges I face, I am strong. So those two are lovely sentences that you can affirm to yourself. The subconscious works really well with I am statements, but it doesn't have to be. Yeah. Great. I am glad that I got to add this.
That's it from me, guys. That is pretty much all that I have to say on the matter for now, because my brain is mush. I talk for a while and I actually have no idea what I just said, but I'm going to listen back, not tonight, whenever I'm editing, and hope that I got everything in there that I wanted to say. And if not, I will surely get it into another episode, because what I've been noticing about when I'm trying to sit down to talk about one thing is that everything overlaps and I end up talking about other things that, you know, everything overlaps. Everything is connected. We are all one. Anyway, I hope that you learned something. I hope that you try this. I hope that you make affirmations a part of your daily life, visualization, all of these things that can really, really change your perception on life. You will attract situations that help you to achieve whatever you're trying to achieve. And yeah, I hope that you had a good time. So please stay hydrated, get good rest, cook yourself a nice meal, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.